This man tried to last 30 minutes to give her a vaginal orgasm. And when he did it, here's what happened. Something really important that a lot of men will want to hear about. This is a real case from my consultancy. It's a very standard case. There's been many of them, which is why I'm sharing it, because it's not identifiable at all. So this couple comes in, and the guy has put a lot of effort into learning how to last longer and longer. He's achieved his target of 30 minutes, because that is how long she needs to get a vaginal orgasm. So what happened for her when he achieved that? She's so miserable. Every time they have sex, she just has to be available for being banged for half an hour. It's also boring and tedious. She can't wait for it to be over. There is nothing enjoyable in the whole of sex. And every time she feels like she is broken, she failed, because of course there's no orgasm. Her self-esteem in sex is completely shot. She wants to have a sex life with him because she is attracted to him, but she also dreads sex every time because it's going to make her feel really crap about herself. Again, the whole of sex is just pressure, 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 and failure. So that's the big thing that happened. You know, their sex life is completely shot. And the most striking thing is that he has no shadow of a doubt. Like, am I doing something wrong? Is there something I don't know? No, he's very confident, very self-assured. This is what I'm trying to do, because then she's going to have an orgasm. But what's wrong with her? Can we do something to fix this in her, that she's not having orgasms? And that's another very common thing that I encounter quite a lot in men. And I'm like, so, my friend, why are you going about it this way? Well, because I want her to be really satisfied with me. And I'm like, ain't she having the best time of her life? Obviously, it's something that I'm thinking. My actual response is very professional. This is what you're mostly going to get with this whole thing of hammering a woman for 30 minutes, trying to last for 30 minutes, because supposedly that's when she will have a vaginal orgasm. I don't know where you've been getting this. Somebody is feeding you a lot of this crap online, maybe. Maybe it's just imagination. No, vaginal orgasms don't happen by hammering a woman for 30 minutes. This is what's going to happen. Now, maybe somebody somewhere, you know, went for 30 minutes and they made a woman come. That's just how you're reading it. You know, correlation. You actually tapped into some other things, most likely, which I'm going to explain. The fact that it lasted for 30 minutes had nothing to do with it. So I need men to understand this, but also women who are watching it. Don't buy into it. Don't feel crap about yourself. No, don't go along with it, because that's not how it works. There's no point for you to learn just to last longer without actually giving her good vaginal sex in the way that the vagina likes it. If a woman is going to have a vaginal orgasm, where does that come from? 50% of it is arousal before penetration. 50%. And not just some kind of mental trick to stimulate her mind. Maybe works for some women. For a lot of women, you know, they can be very excited in their head. Doesn't mean their body is really, you know, properly awakened and is really sensitive and ready to feel pleasure. You know, there's often a mismatch. Really good arousal that really, you know, loves her body, activates her whole body. It's not difficult. It's something that men can enjoy themselves. Much nicer, much more enjoyable for you. But half of all orgasmicity in women is what happens before you stimulate the genitals. If your body is really awake, alive, sensitive, then when you go into the vagina, it feels a lot more pleasure already, and that makes orgasms a lot more possible. Secondly, knowledge of the actual sensitive areas in the vagina, not treating it as a tube that you're just drilling back and forth. There are sensitive areas there that you are stimulating. So you can be stimulating it with the movement back and forth, but you are focused, you know, intelligently on actually stimulating those areas well, rather than just drilling it back and forth. Third, a proper progressiveness and build-up. Can't just go in and start banging a woman. For some women, it's uncomfortable straight away, but even if it isn't, you are not leveraging the sensitivity in the optimal way. You can then really collapse how long it takes for her to reach peaks, and you can really increase the intensity there at that end. Same force, little sensitivity, little effect. Same force, a lot of sensitivity, much more effect. Fourth, it can't be repetitive, monotonous banging for ages. I mean, at most, you can do a burst, like a short one. The body gets bored, just like the person. You can numb her out if you're doing anything repetitive for a bit too long. So variation during the intercourse is super important, and it can be achieved in a bunch of different ways. That's going to be, you know, far more enjoyable for her and for you. Fifth, you can't just do it technically, mechanically, even if you're doing it correctly. Her feeling that you're technically performing it, you know, is a major turnoff. And sixth and final, stop putting her under so much pressure to come, demanding that result, getting upset when you don't. That on its own will shut her down. So by doing all this, you know, if you make love really well this way, she's either having a really fantastic time with you and feels really amazing in the vagina, or she's having a fantastic time, feels really amazing in the vagina, and has some kind of orgasmic event. Either is fine. And, you know, for lasting longer, all these things that I've described that you can do with a woman that help her to feel better in the vagina are the same things that help you to last longer. That's not all. There is also like an internal practice with your own sexual energy to manage your sexual energy that allows you to last longer completely within yourself. But with the woman, you know, all these things, they help you to last longer. It's that hammering and pounding of her that you are trying to do that doesn't do anything for her anyway. That makes it much more difficult to last long enough. And by the way, a quick mention, only if you feel that you would like further help to equip yourself as a lover, I have a comprehensive program for men built from my 2 decades of professional experience where I teach you completely how to open a woman sexually to her greatest potential. The way vaginal orgasmicity works for women, men often misunderstand that there's just this one, you know, specific peak you're looking for, but there's a range of, you know, orgasmic experiences that can happen. The way they happen, there's a couple of metaphors, analogies I want to give you, you know, from your life as a man. First, you know how the clutch works on a motorbike or on a car? You know there's that alignment of the clutch with the gas, where it just kind of comes together and it creates that bite point, yeah? So it kind of works the same for women when you are just focusing on all these really good lovemaking skills. It's not a particular technique that gives an orgasm. It's all these factors that make you feel really good that at some point, you know, that bite point happens. And the second way it happens is, you know, if you think of warming up in the exercise, not just, you know, straight away going into hammering your body, but you start progressively, you're working it up, your whole body becomes more and more active, and then you kind of go into the zone that feels really good, yeah? So similarly, through the good lovemaking skills, the vagina can go into the zone. And then there's, you know, it kind of branches out into, you know, what are the different things that can happen there orgasmically. Could be like a series of peaks, could be a vibrant orgasmic state, could be an orgasmic flow. So it's like when her body became really activated and then it's just doing something. And to warm her up like this and to take her higher and higher into those states, yes, doesn't happen in 10 seconds. You know, you do last longer for that, but, you know, it really doesn't need to take 30 minutes. The better you are at every factor of lovemaking, the more juice there is in every moment, the more of those factors combine together, the more that timeline collapses. But look, with vaginal orgasms, you never have a guarantee. Nobody can give you a technique to guarantee a vaginal orgasm to a woman. Yeah, if you have seen this online, that's snake oil. It just doesn't work like this. Only in the case of a woman where you have completely have worked out how vaginal orgasms already happen for her, and this is something you can reproduce, you know, fairly reliable, even then, you know, most often, you know, there will be off days. It's like if you're doing a business course, you know, and they tell you that with this approach to marketing and sales, you know, this person made $1 million, you know, nobody can guarantee you that you are going to make $1 million. It's still going to be about your circumstances, what you do. But there can be the best strategies, the best tools that are most likely to give you $1 million, yeah? There is no guarantee for vaginal orgasms. What you can have is the best practice, you know, the best factors that can make it, you know, more possible than anything else. And from there, you've got to let it go a bit. You know, like I said, she's either going to have a fantastic time or she's going to have a fantastic time and some kind of vaginal experience, orgasmic experience. So once you understand that, you can take off the pressure from a woman and that will help everything. But look, the one thing that is never going to work is just to hammer and pound her for 30 minutes, hoping that she's going to get a vaginal orgasm. So if there is one advice I can give you from this video for you to walk away with, is at least, like whatever else you're going to do, at least stop trying to give her a vaginal orgasm by hammering her for 30 minutes.